Great.
Thank you, everyone. I'd like to call the September 9th meeting of the Public Works, Capital Projects, and Transportation Committee to order and at 6:03. And welcome the committee members and guests and anyone viewing online. Could we begin with a roll call?
Yes, Chair Nolan.
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz is not here at the moment. Legislator Donaldson?
Here.
Legislator Kovacs?
Here.
Legislator McCullough?
Yeah.
You have quorum.
Excellent. Could we address the meeting minutes for the August 12th, 2024 meeting?
I'm making a motion to
adopt. Motion to adopt?
Exactly.
And approve? Seconded by Legislator Kovacs. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Let us turn to resolutions for the September 17th, 2024 legislative session. Resolution number 356, establishing a policy requiring consideration of use of hemp insulation in certain Ulster County capital construction projects. I would like to have motions to approve unless otherwise noted.
I'll make
is there a motion? Legislator Donaldson, and is there a second?
I'm co-sponsor. Can I second?
You can second.
Okay, second.
Yes. Thank you. This resolution passed in Energy, Environment, and Sustainability last week. We've discussed it here on a couple of occasions. Is there any further discussion or any concerns from Public Works? All right, I will call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? It passes unanimously. And if you'll keep track, Michael, it'd be great of anything we might ask Legislator Litz to vote on, or do you want me to keep that when he comes in?
If he joins us.
If he joins us, we can go back and
what resolutions he has not been present for.
Correct. Great. Moving on to resolution number 441, initiating the process to consider a countywide water and sewer assessment. That's all I have it listed as here. It's got a longer name. Intermunicipal agreement for the water quality improvement project.
That was the update this morning, was that resolution was not actually before us.
That's my fault. Nope, that's all right. I see that there were some things that will be added to that, and it'll come back to us. So let's move to resolution 466, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement for the Water Quality Improvement Project, WQIP, Program Grant Contract, Ulster County Aquatic Connectivity Restoration, Woodstock Culvert Number 2, Department of the Environment. This is New York State funding from the Department of Environmental Conservation for $250,000. Is there a motion? Motion by Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any discussions or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 467, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, NYSERDA, for a Clean Energy Communities Program Grant Contract, Department of the Environment. This is New York State NYSERDA for a contract of $200,000 plus up to $300,000. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Legislator Donaldson? A second?
McCullough.
Legislator McCullough? Any information that we should have on this or any questions, concerns?
I can speak a little bit on it if you want. So it was a grant submitted by the Department of Environment, and we were awarded. We were going to use the grant to install a solar array at Chubarest.
Excellent. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 468, establishing capital project number 705, Trudy Resnick-Farber Building Rooftop Solar Array Project, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, amending the Ulster County operating budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. And this will be $275,000 of a $450,000 project, and this is the CEC award from the prior resolution.
Correct.
Any questions or concerns? We may get a question, was that roof has been recently assessed to be stable and ready for this array.
Yep. So the assessment for to make sure that it was stable and construction. There you go. I couldn't think of the word. Structural analysis was done. So it's part of a bigger project with Trudy. We are going to be redoing the roof first, obviously, before we put the solar on, and that's going to come soon as well.
So you did the assessment, figured out what the roof needs. It'll get fixed, and then this will go on.
Yep.
Any other questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. This wasn't moved. I thought it was. Who's moving it? McCullough?
I'll second.
Seconded by Donaldson. Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 473, authorizing the County of Ulster to submit an application and assurances to the New York State Department of Transportation in response to the Notice of Funding Availability, the NOFA, for Innovative Mobility Initiative Program, Department of Planning. And this is to $8 million in funding from the New York State DOT. Does Director Doyle want to say anything about this? This is a micro-mobility application?
Yeah, micro-transit is what we're looking at. It does, the grant actually allows you to apply for more than that, but we believe that our application is going to focus on micro-transit. Probably the grant is looking at providing focus in terms of those communities that are disadvantaged in Ulster County. There are a number of those. Shandaken is one, Kingston, Fortunes of Kingston are others, Ellenville and New Paltz are disadvantaged communities. We did have the advantage of having a study that was done that recommended microtransit for those areas in general, and then a specific study that was done for a NYSERDA grant by a company called VIA. That provided for micromobility in those communities as well. I will tell you that while we have a copy of that application that was made to NYSERDA by a private party, it is confidential and proprietary, so I can't share it. But we were given a copy of that application. We would anticipate that we don't have that much. The monies are divided into operational expenses and capital expenses. Frankly, we don't see a great deal of capital expenses, even though that's where the state put most of its money. It's $5 million in capital and $3 million in operating. We do see that the operating expenses will be exceeded for the amount of time that you have to run the program, which is 5 years, a minimum of 5 years. So we will, if awarded, you will have a county cost associated with that. With that award, we haven't ran all the budgets yet, but it won't be insubstantial.
And for the capital part of it, would we be able to purchase any new electric vehicles?
That would be the thought here, is that we actually own three e-transit vans that are being reconfigured, but we're looking to see whether or not we can buy additional e-transit at a little bit larger scale. The current e-transit seats less than 8, as I believe. They seat somewhere around 3 to 5 now, but they're being reconfigured. So we would look at essentially buying a larger e-transit van if available. We're having issues in terms of sourcing an available e-transit van in the 14-passenger range. We're looking at service that would be, as everyone knows, we're in the process of doing route optimization with the UCAT right now. So we're looking at service that would be complementary to the route work that we're currently doing. This, I mean, we would anticipate that we would be able to extend some of the, change the way routes run to provide more service during peak routes, and then extend the route times by using microtransit. Think of it this way. We're going to run more service when you're busier, when your people are trying to get from point A to point B. And then as demand dries down later at night, we would then move that service into a demand response service or microtransit service. Similarly, we're looking at when service doesn't run, particularly in Kingston. We've seen a lot of discussion from the legislature and others in terms of looking at Sunday service. So the thought being is we'd run Sunday service. One concern that we do have is an on-demand system that is free is likely to overtax the system substantially. So we may have to have that conversation. It's not so much that we need the revenue. It's literally you need to manage demand.
Yeah, that'll be something to look at.
Yeah.
Questions from the committee on this? Will staffing be easier if we're able to obtain these because the qualifications for the drivers might be different and easier?
I'm not sure that staffing is going to get easier no matter what the qualifications are right now for drivers. You're competing with others that essentially have similar requirements that you do, and they're paying more money than you pay. And so there's substantial amounts of individuals out there that are going elsewhere, A, and B is there's not enough individuals to start with. So I'm not sure that staffing gets easier because the qualifications change. But I do think that staffing is an issue we're going to have to address comprehensively, not just with respect to this grant.
Excellent. Thank you. If there are no other questions or concerns, call the issue. All in favor of resolution number 473?
Aye.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion to adopt, to approve. Legislator McCullough and Legislator Kovacs for the motion and the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Resolution number 484, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with People USA for space at the Crisis Stabilization Center, Kingston, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion from Legislator McCullough. Second?
I'll second.
Second from Legislator Donaldson. This is an arrangement to have People USA staff come in and staff the Crisis Stabilization Center, rent this space. It's a 5-year lease for a total of $387,000, starting out at $99,000 and then going up in small increments, I think. Let's see. We have the amount that it goes up. It's a few thousand dollars per year that it goes up. Any questions or concerns about this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? The resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 485, amending capital project number 550, fairgrounds improvement, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
From Legislator McCullough, seconded Legislator Kovacs. This is two projects mainly, the water treatment and electrical. It's been a project that's been in discussion, and the Ag Society will benefit from these improvements.
It's really phase two. So last year we did the wastewater. So this is the potable water system. That's our upgrade.
Great. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 487, approving the execution of a contract for $466,100 even entered into by the County Songer Contracting, LLC, DBA, PK Songer Plumbing, Department of Public Works. And this was the bid, and this is, I presume, the water component of the...
That's the construction contract for the same capital that we just...
From the capital project number 550.
Yeah.
Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough. Second. Legislator Kovacs. Any questions or concerns? Total contract is for $466,100 of that total capital project. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution number that passes unanimously. Resolution number 488, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $170,370 entered into by the County Ray Palmer Associates Department of Public Works. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough. Is there a second? Legislator Kovacs. Great. This is a contract to extend the this agreement to extend the contract for pool maintenance services and emergency services and increases the scope of services. This is 100% county funded, and it would be was $25,000 last year, but would be $107,370 for 2024, so a total of
$132,375.
Any questions or concerns? I think this is needed maintenance.
So this is to fix what caused the pool to shut down this year. It was an underground drain and underground piping to run into the pump house. So this is to fix that. And we should be able to open the pool up next spring.
And how does this relate to the grant monies that were received?
I was going to kind of follow up with that. So we did receive the SWIMS grant for $3.9 million,
but three projects.
So we will. That's going to be long term. Obviously, that's going to be a complete rehab of the facility down there. We are going to have to probably put it out to RFP for the design. We're hoping by 2026 we'll be able to do a complete rehab of the facility.
So that's
the
more
best fix here. What this one is here is just to get the pool up and running for next year.
So this is immediate and the other is long term.
This still needs to get done no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to, we're not going to rip this out in 2026 or anything like that. This is the underground piping that runs to the pump house. That'll be there. So it needs to get done.
Questions? Concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 489, establishing capital project number 706, 2024, Ulster County Jail Equipment Replacement, amending the 2024 Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Sheriff's Office. Is there a motion?
Motion.
From Legislator Kovacs, a second?
Great.
From Legislator McCullough. This is funding for the jail's kitchen and laundry. There was a question about the environmental checklist, but so I'll mention that. Some of these projects have not been filing what's the environmental consideration checklist. So that was flagged on this, and I had correspondence by email with Deputy Executive Laval about that today, and she thinks that the checklist itself needs to be revised and expanded. So she would like to do that. I think we should go ahead and pass this and that we'll have a chance either at Ways and Means or with the full legislature to look at the expanded or completed environmental considerations checklist. This is a project that came out of the sheriff's office, and I think, you know, it's a small project, relatively $75,000 project. So I think that we can get this paperwork filled at a later point and still move this forward. Has it not been moved?
Wait,
I thought it's moved,
here.
And you seconded it.
Mm-hmm.
Legislator Kovacs, I should say. But you're ready to do that. I would also just say that the resolution as written anticipates a bond, but I'm not sure a bond will be necessary for that. It's all right. So any further thoughts on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 492, approving the execution of a contract amendment for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the County Viteri Real Estate, LTD, Department of Public Works. Is there a motion? Motion, Legislator McCullough. A second?
Sorry.
Second, Legislator Kovacs. This is extending the term of the Viteri Real Estate and Karen Viteri to continue serving for Ulster County, and this would extend this to 2025, the same rates. Any questions, concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 493, approving the execution of a contract for $1,693,935 entered into by the County Procom Systems, Inc., Department of Public Works. This is for the Tanchi Mountain Public Safety Radio Tower, and it's 100% New York State funded and was addressed by a bid. Obtained by a bid. Is there a motion? The motion, McCullough, second by Donaldson. Planning Director Doyle.
So, this is it's a 135-foot new tower. We explored a number of alternatives up there, including rebuilding the existing tower and an extension on an existing tower. Unfortunately, the structural analysis of that tower indicated that we would be a little over 100% on loading the day we opened the tower up and put our equipment on it. Therefore, we moved to another location, constructing a new tower at a different location. The reason for that is the existing Tanchi tower has to stay operational, and it can't stay operational if we use the existing location. This is a guy tower facility. The reason you don't see a bonding resolution is, as the chair mentioned, it is 100% county funded. State funded.
State.
A and B is the reason you don't see an amendment to a capital program, is the capital program is already established and funded. So there's not an amendment to the capital program with respect to this. I would tell you that beyond this, there's two other resolutions that apply here. One has to do with the construction inspection, which is, I think, the next resolution. And then we have a resolution with respect to site control, which is a lease resolution. And I can explain that when you get to it.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 494, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $60,600 entered into by the County CNS Engineers, Inc., Department of Public Works. This is the construction inspection, again, 100% funded by New York State. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough? Second by Legislator Donaldson, and let's use New York State's money to do every bit of careful construction inspection we can on this particular site. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 504, this would be revised and submitted as a late resolution, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Tanchi Association, Inc. for the purpose of constructing a public safety communications tower and operations of a public safety radio system tower for the public safety radio system, Department of Emergency Management, Emergency Communications. Is there a motion? A motion by Legislator McCullough. And is there a second?
Second.
second by Legislator Kovacs. Just let the record reflect that Legislator Litz has been able to join the meeting. Welcome. This is the site control, you were going to say, planning director?
What ends up happening with respect to this, remember I indicated that we had a new site. So the new site is adjacent, it's about 200 feet from the existing site, so there's a new lease area. And what we wanted to do is, with that new lease area, is renegotiate the existing lease. The existing lease has an escalator clause, which is onerous. And the escalating clause is 4% per year. So we work with the Tachi Mountain Association to renegotiate that. We've given them several different options. One has to do with the idea that we're a net present value, which is essentially we'll pay you up front for what the lease is worth, versus what we're at now, which is a straight lease agreement. One of the things that we're thinking about is one of the things we thought about with respect to this was the timing of this. So there is a schedule in the lease that essentially extends out for 30 years, but the lease itself is only 5 years with renewable because that's the most that the county signs. The other thing I would say to you is that if we had to bond this, we would be challenged to bond it because we don't have a property interest and we would need to go back and take this as an easement rather than a lease. And the association was not that interested in an easement versus a lease. I would also say two things. One is that the property that we're actually building this on also has a conservation easement from the Department of Environmental Protection on it. We've been in a very cooperative and collaborative mode with respect to DEP as it relates to allowing us to build a tower on an area where they have a conservation easement. They've now built that into their new conservation easements. I would also say that the legislature and the county has adopted a policy that when we build these towers, we're going to provide space on the towers for two or more cellular carriers. We now have interests and proposals from two cellular carriers to locate on this tower. There is a room on this tower for the two carriers, and we have two carriers that are interested, both of which make a proposal. The lease does have a cost-sharing option in it relative to the dollar amounts that the county collects, which is similar to a cost-sharing option that we currently have for a tower that we own on, I like to say, Sam's Point. It is Sam's Point. And we have a cost-sharing option with those as well for any of the facilities with Palisades Interstate Park Commission. So we had some good models to go on. We had a cooperative entity in the trust, and to be frank, they only wanted to deal with Ulster County. They didn't want to deal with any of the cell carriers or anything else. So we're taking that on ourselves with respect to that. There is a substantial cost to this tower because of the difficulties getting up there. And also, quite frankly, the low bidder on this project was not able to continue his bid because of the apprenticeship program that the county has adopted.
Legislator Litz.
So we're building the tower on a piece of lease land.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in the lease that if we discontinue the lease, we recoup some money for the cost of the tower, or?
No. The sentiment from emergency management folks is they will need a tower up there as long as they can look into the future because it's a key location for the interconnection between the various towers that the county owns. So there's microwave interconnections that are there. So they don't see ourselves with respect to being able to tear that tower down anytime in the foreseeable future. There is something in the lease that basically requires us to actually demolish the tower, which is consistent with what you see in most municipalities when they allow cell towers. If it's not used for a public radio purpose, the tower would have to be torn down. We would anticipate that we'll extend that tower life as it relates to the cell tower facilities on it right now. The cell tower facilities proposed to be on it.
I would just mention in relationship to the DEP and their conservation easement that DEP holds water quality conservation easements, yes, And so the erection of this tower would not affect water quality. So it is consistent. It also does not require major tree cutting. There's a small amount, I guess, but.
Yes, and we do not require stormwater protection work as well. We have to do a SWIP, but we don't require a stormwater, any stormwater treatment because it's the disturbance is under an acre.
Any other questions? Any concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. And so let us, at this point, we'll turn to new business. Is there any, we will give Legislator Litz an opportunity to vote on the resolutions that we addressed prior to your joining the meeting, if you would like.
I'll be able to vote on the floor when it comes up in session.
All right. So we'll just leave the votes as they stood. All right. Any new business? I guess the only thing I had here was that environmental considerations checklist. We already mentioned it in relationship to the that particular resolution. We will get further information from the executive's office about proposed additions to it to strengthen it. Any other new business from committee members?
I have one question.
Yes.
DPW? Yeah.
Commissioner Masters?
No, I'm Dean Prilot. I'm Deputy Commissioner.
Deputy Commissioner.
You look alike.
Oh, I'm still getting it. I did it to him last time, so now you're even.
It's all good.
In my district, some folks have come forward about signage for to slow down children at play, Van Buren Street, Van Dusen. I wrote a letter to.
That's the city of Kingston.
Okay.
So we don't have any jurisdiction at all in the city of Kingston.
The answer they gave me, I didn't understand how that could be. They said the signs that they do have for slow down and children at play, they take them from one area and move them around?
They have portable signs, if I may.
Sure. Please.
They do have portable signs in the city that they do move around occasionally, but the city's also passed legislation which will lower the speed limit citywide to 25 miles per hour.
Yes, but everybody's not going to obey by
it. And they're going to implement that as soon as they get the signs in, the speed limit signs in. Absent enforcement, however, I mean, that's one of the keys here. The other thing that ends up happening is there are signs that, I shouldn't call them signs. There is a piece of equipment that is essentially that the city has used in the past that monitors speed limits that can either do it passively or actively. If you've seen them, they're called a radar speed feedback signs. The city does move those around to various locations. If they're working in an active mode, they'll tell you what speed you're going versus the speed limit in the area. If they're working passively, what they'll do is they'll basically record the speeds, and then you can use that. You can use both modes to essentially say, this is what happens when you warn people. This is what happens if there's no warning. So you can get a sense of what the true speed's out there. The county has purchased 20 of those, and they're being loaned out to communities. And that data is coming in. It's actually available on the internet. That data is coming into the planning department. We're in the process of looking what that data means in terms of what we're seeing in terms of where the locations are, the GPS locations where the signs are rolled out. And then you find out what the speed limits are. And sometimes there's surprises. Sometimes there isn't. One of the things that you'll see is whether or not the community area basically says everybody's speeding and you go out and it's a 30 mile an hour post and the average speed is 34 or 35 miles an hour. So those are the types of feedback that you'll get on those types of signs, and they operate both, again, in a passive mode and an active mode. And they're real easy. They're small. You put them up on a post as compared to some of the trailers that the sheriff's department has. That may be the signage that we're referring to that they move around.
I'm just concerned for the children. There's a park here. These but they start speeding here. By the time you get to the park, it's too late. They're already speeding. It'd be nice to have a slowdown sign here so they can.
So
I don't want anybody to get hurt on my watch.
The interesting thing about the speed feedback signs is you can use them to target enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is you put them out, and then you look at the averages, and you determine that there is a problem here with respect to speeding, and then you can target enforcement in those locations. So there's some real utility besides just feedback to the motorists. There's also feedback to decision makers in terms of how to deploy enforcement. And that, I mean, if you have that kind of issue that you think people are speeding associated with the park itself, then what you could do is ask the DPW department in the city to deploy a speed feedback sign in that location and then get that data and say, A, they are, B, there aren't. I would probably wait, mainly because the speed limit's going to go down in the city very shortly.
That's what it has to call.
So that would be the process, and then the city of Kingston would have access to those county purchased devices?
They do, but they have their own.
And they have their own as well. Yeah, well, just, okay.
Yeah, a bunch of them as well. Yeah, so they have their own. The city's been, I think, very proactive with respect to trying to deal with vulnerable road user safety in that sense.
So maybe, you want to follow up, Legislator McCall? Given your role with the Transportation Planning Council, there's a lot of concern about speeding and signage, driver's and safety, pedestrian and cyclist safety. Are there things that the Transportation Council is already looking at or that the transportation could look at that would kind of bring together and coordinate activities that are starting to happen kind of here and there in different municipalities?
So the short answer is yes, but it's a complicated yes. So the things that you look at when it comes to road safety or traffic safety are what we call the three E's: engineering, enforcement, and education. The easiest one, quite frankly, the easiest of the two easiest are enforcement and education. Engineering relies on the fact that you're going to have money available to fix things. Sometimes that money is not available, readily available, and expensive relative to some of those fixes. The county executive in her state of the county message rolled out a focus on transportation safety and vulnerable road user safety. You've seen some of that coming out of the communications team in the county and the County Transportation Council in terms of the Safe Start the Summer program, which was rolled out. We are now rolling out or have rolled out a safe start to school program. And the Transportation Council issued a request for proposals for a detailed branding and safety campaign move forward. I think, unfortunately, the number of proposals response was anemic. So we're reconsidering how that proposal could be rolled out. Those requests for proposals could be rewritten and looked at again. As we look at budgets, the discussion at the Transportation Council level and the discussion at the budget level is what monies do we need to essentially make sure that we have a robust budget for public education programs, not so much on the engineering side, but on the public education programs side. I will tell you that the County Transportation Council met and talked to a number of communities with respect to something called a Transportation Alternatives Grant, otherwise known as TAP. The county legislature authorized the county to put in a TAP application for Washington Avenue, for a crossing on Washington Avenue. There are other applications filed throughout the county, including one in Saugerties with respect to sidewalks on Route 9W, in that section of Saugerties where 32 meets Route 9W in there in the Barkley Heights area. There is also an application that was made for work in Woodstock and associated with some of the bridge repair that's going on Route 212 west of the village. And
I think, unfortunately, of all the applications that were submitted from the county, and I believe there were four, if not five, submitted by the county, not one application was funded in Ulster County.
Sure.
We don't know why that was the case. We've done a debrief with DOT with respect to the county's application. We were told we were very close, and we'll continue to push that agenda. We're also having discussions with New York State DOT and the village and town of New Paltz with respect to some of their problems and some of their work in terms of what can be done in and around the village. As you know, we did have a fatality on Route 208 south of the village. And there are some things that we're talking about, rapid flashing beacons associated with some of the intersections for crosswalks, et cetera. This is something that we're, as a transportation council, we're focused on. This is something that the county executive is focused on. This is something that municipalities that have had these tragedies and are looking at capital investments are focused on as well. I will tell you that when you look and work with NYSDOT for any new project that you have with respect to NYSDOT in terms of construction, there is a responsibility that you look at how you can do pedestrian and bicycle improvements associated with that project. This county has passed a resolution. It's called a Complete Streets Resolution. We've looked at how we could revisit that resolution, but the county currently in its construction projects requires a complete streets analysis to see whether or not we can accommodate complete streets. How does that work? When we rebuild bridges, we put 4-foot shoulders or sidewalks on them. And we've seen that as the county has rebuilt its various bridges throughout the county. In terms of looking at culverts, we begin to look at the length of culverts. So you extend culverts out so that if you have to put a shoulder on it in the future, you don't have essentially a problem with the length of the culvert to extend the shoulders over.
Very helpful. Thank you. Any other new business? Maybe I can. Oh, yes. Dean.
Yes. Next month, you should see a resolution to purchase a new property that we've been looking at, and we have an accepted offer. This property is in Kingston, Joyce Lane. It main purpose would be is for the DA's office to get them all under one roof.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
We should be seeing that in October.
Excellent. So I'd like to segue a little bit from the helpful information from the Ulster County Transportation Council to an update on the Transit Riders and Multimodal Advisory Committee. Which was created by resolution last year and which we haven't seated yet. We have reviewed the applications and we've discussed whether or not we can go ahead and form the committee even though we don't have a full complement of people to fill all of the seats that were created with the resolution to create the committee. And it seems that we can do rolling appointments. So I would be looking to try to do that maybe at next month's meeting. But there's a consideration, some of the appointments are for an organization and we received applications from individuals who said they wanted to represent organizations. I'd like to go back to those and ask for them to get a letter from their organization saying that the organization wants that person to represent them. But with that, we would have several appointments that we could make. The county has also implemented new software for the application process, which is much easier than the prior software. So we'd like to put out another notice so that we can ask people to submit additional applications and see if we can fill the committee. There's also positions for representatives from the legislature. So we can circulate that and seek individuals. Could be from this committee or could be from individuals who aren't on this committee to serve on that committee. Also, we have an update, I believe, on Ulster Landing Road, which Legislator Kovacs had been bringing to the committee as a concern. Do you want to address that?
Sure, I can address it. So, in response to the letter from Legislator Kovacs, we are working on the issue at Ulster Landing Road. Since the beginning, we started working on it in March of 23. We advertised for a consultant. Ultimately, we awarded to GPI, began the contract process and consulting engineers with the consulting engineers in May. Contract was fully executed in September of 23. Soil borings were conducted in December of 23. Survey was performed in December as well. Geotechnical evaluation memo was submitted to DPW in February of this year, which showed the issues that were happening. But as that was going on, it got worse. The problem is worsening. So we are, you'll see an amendment actually next month to GPI's contract. It's submitted for next month to do some more investigative work. We don't want to just band-aid this. We want to fix it right the first time. But we understand the concerns. Luckily, there's not a lot of traffic down there. I think the vehicle count is 200 cars per day. I think we have that in there.
And there's another way in.
And there's another way in, right.
So the contract extension would allow an analysis that would allow the design of the project to address the worsened situation.
Correct.
And go to the root of the problem.
Yeah, not only has it sunk more where the issue was, but it's gone further.
Going out further.
Further out.
I had also been contacted by somebody who lives in the neighborhood and has relatives in the neighborhood. I think you're aware of that,
yep.
Legislator Kovacs, you'll just feed back to the constituents. Just, that would be great. Does that address your concerns?
Yes, I want to thank DPW for the very formative letter. And there's work right now on the Kingston Ramcliffe Bridge, which is complicating the intersection, the road underneath the bridge where the issue is. So appreciate it. And look forward to getting this problem solved.
Yeah. And one other thing I'll mention too, we might have to use some of the land, which is actually owned by the town of Ulster. So a lot of this is along town of Ulster's land. Might have to
access
to right away.
Access to our fire training center?
Nope, it's down further. It's basically right underneath the bridge.
The sewer plant.
Yeah.
Yes.
I assume we'll have full cooperation from the town of Ulster on this.
I would think so.
Excellent. The only other thing I have for old business is that the Ulster and Delaware Corridor Advisory Committee did meet in August and heard a presentation from the Catskill Mountain Railroad regarding a rail-only proposal for the undesignated section of the corridor from milepost 8.33 to just short of milepost 10.0. And the meeting in September, Open Space Institute is going to be invited to present their considerations in terms of trail use in that section and the possibility of rail with trail. And I didn't write down the date of the September meeting. It is on the county's calendar. Anybody, do you have it, Legislator Kovacs?
Looking for right now. It's 26.
Correct.
It's 26.
There you go.
So September 26th at 6 p.m. Thank you, Legislator McCullough. Right. You have to be there. Exactly. Any questions about that or any other old business?
I want just so it is on record for people that's watching. People said that they tried to apply for the Transit Advisory Committee and it was a glitch, but it wasn't really a glitch. The new software, you have to choose what you're applying for and then hit apply.
Ah, okay. So anybody trying to apply for this particular committee needs to choose that committee first on the screen.
Right, and then apply.
Then apply. And that will make the software work for you.
Yes.
Excellent. we should put that in the announcement, that, you know, stepwise process of here's the page, here's the clicks that will get you in. Because it is a fairly large committee as envisioned by the resolution that created the committee, and so we need applications to come in. Don't want to have anybody frustrated by the technology. Thank you. Any other old business or any concern? Well, Legislator Litz, you're here in time for this.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Is there a second? Seconded by Legislator McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. That's unanimous.